Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble here by myself in the studio with Travis here in Billings, broadcasting live here for the next hour until Aaron Flint takes over at 8 a.m. live from the Flathead Valley at the Clubhouse Lounge. If you're like me and you just woke up at 7 a.m. and immediately opened up the Montana Talks app on your phone and clicked the Listen Live button and you're in the Flathead, well, get up and get ready and head down to the Clubhouse Lounge at 8 a.m. to meet with Aaron Flint. Great news, campaign complaint against Gianforte, frivolous and baseless. The Commissioner of Political Practices says this is a Flathead Beacon story from yesterday. In a strongly worded order Wednesday, Commissioner of Political Practices here in Montana, Chris Gallus, dismissed a complaint by Democrat gubernatorial candidate Ryan Bussey, saying official postcards sent by Governor Greg Gianforte did not promote his reelection bid. This is so funny. These Democrats, they love to... Did you see the news, too, about how that cop complaint against A.G. Knutson was also dismissed? And it was hilarious, right? So A.G. Knutson allegedly had said that he recruited this other candidate to run against him in the primary just so that he could have increased campaign contribution limits. He pointed out how stupid Montana's campaign finance laws and how stupid it is to think that... Somebody, you know, this is not A.G. Knutson's reasoning. My reasoning on how stupid that law is so somehow a candidate is going to be less susceptible to potential bribery with a campaign contribution if he doesn't have a primary opponent. And if he does have a primary opponent, then, yeah, you can give him even more money. It doesn't make sense. And frankly, all of those campaign finance contribution laws are kind of a problem in terms of free speech, the First Amendment. We have a right as Americans to support political candidates. How crazy is that to think that the government limits my ability to support a candidate for political office? Okay, that's nuts to me. Of course, independent expenditures you can do, but there's limits on what you can do to directly support the campaign. So anyway, the cop dismissed that complaint against Knutson as well, and they just dismissed this one against Gianforte. Hey, Democrats out there, why don't you stop filing a bunch of garbage complaints against Republicans with the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices? The Commissioner of Political Practices pointed out that what A.G. Knutson did has been a long-standing practice in Montana politics for decades. For decades, politicians have wanted to have primary opponents that aren't really going to run their campaign very strongly so that they could have their increased contribution limits. Austin Knutson was just honest about it. And so the Democrats literally complained and filed complaints against Austin Knutson simply because he was honest about doing something that has been commonly done in Montana for decades. And so, yeah, great news with those two cases getting dismissed. We're gonna do well here in Montana, folks, in 2024. Re-elect A.G. Knutson, re-elect Governor Gianforte. I'll be right back.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. This was a salvage operation. Yes, Democrats were petrified that the calamitous performance by President Biden in last month's debate would cost him the presidency. But speaking frankly, they were even more worried about bleeding seats down ballot. Chances for Democrats in competitive House and Senate seats tanked after President Biden's poor debate performance. So switching out the top of the ticket was an effort to prevent an utter Democratic demolition. Think of the historic Democratic bloodlettings in 1994 and 2010. The Senate will be tough to hold, period. But President Biden stepping aside may buoy the candidacies of Democrats representing swing states. But it also helps Democrats flip the House. Democrats believe House Republicans are in chaos, burning through former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and tolerating regular stunts from Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. So Democrats thought the GOP pandemonium gave them a great chance to win the House. And if Democrats couldn't prevail to win the House under these circumstances, well, they may as well pack it all in. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. More hot weather conditions continue across the area today, with highs ranging from the mid-90s in Bozeman to about 103 in Billings. Also, a slight chance for some storms developing towards the Bozeman area this afternoon. For tonight, isolated storm chance early in Bozeman. Otherwise, upper 50s for lows in Bozeman, low 60s in Billings. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fraun.
Hey, if you're headed to Paris for the Olympics, you better pack your Montana beef snacks. Did you see this crazy story from the Western Ag Network? We've got it, MontanaTalks.com.
Here, News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL, your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Here, News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL, your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Got a message from Sean on the Montana Talks app. He says, is it not an act of war against the United States to remove our flag and raise another country's? Good question, Sean. I think it depends on your intent and kind of the other surrounding circumstances. I mean, if you take down the American flag and put up another country's flag, like the Democrats seem to do, I don't think that in and itself would be considered an act of war. But if you do what the leftists did in CHAZ or CHOP or whatever it was called in Seattle, where they declared that this is independent territory, that this is no longer part of the United States, that would be. And so this is so disturbing what we saw in Washington, D.C. yesterday. First of all, I thought this was funny. John Jackson had just commented on this on Twitter, actually. Well, yesterday he did. But Joe Biden last night said, I'm the first president in this century to report to the American people that the United States is not at war anywhere in the world. And we're all... Really? Because I keep seeing reports constantly about how the United States Navy is engaged in military attacks in the Red Sea against the Houthis and against other people trying to take out the commercial shipping. And, of course, that statement by Biden got community noted on X. The community note says, while the U.S. Congress has not officially declared war, the U.S. military is actively engaged in striking Houthi targets almost daily in Yemen and the Red Sea. I don't know if folks know this or heard this. It's certainly not being emphasized as much as it should be. But these leftist protesters in D.C. yesterday graffitied federal monuments and wrote, Hamas is coming. Hamas is coming. That was graffitied onto monuments and so in D.C. Hamas is coming, period. And then this is actually kind of funny, too. So Chris Murphy, Democrat senator from Connecticut, this is so funny. He had tweeted out. He had tweeted out basically this thing saying, hey, nobody supports Hamas. There's no pro Hamas people. That's not a real thing. And then a little bit later, he tweets out, oh, actually, yeah, there was a bunch of pro Hamas stuff. That's not acceptable. So this is what Chris Murphy from Connecticut had tweeted out. The speech was more a commentary of U.S. politics rather than a path forward for Israeli and U.S. security, talking about Netanyahu's speech. The suggestion that any American who objects to the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza is a Hamas sympathizer was way out of bounds. No, it's not. Because if you're blaming Israel for the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, you are pro-Hamas because you're covering for Hamas. Because Hamas is responsible for the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. I just find this so reprehensible that these Democrats are trying to hammer Israel and pressure Israel and blame Israel, and they don't say a word against Hamas. They place no blame on Hamas for all of the terrible stuff that's going on. It's all Israel's fault. I mean, this is where it's like, okay, the Bible was right. You know, woe to those who call evil good and evil good, or and good evil. That's clearly the world we live in today, where everything is upside down. Nothing makes sense or adds up. We're still getting gaslit by the Bidens and Tester and everybody else. This is so weird to me, right? So I was talking earlier about how Joe Biden has not come out and said why he stepped aside from the nomination. He has not said that he's stepping aside because he doesn't have the mental ability to do it. He hasn't said he's stepping aside because he doesn't think he can beat Trump. He's given these generic reasons. I'm stepping aside to unite the party, to blah, 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 blah. Of course, Senator Ted Cruz has come out saying that he knows how this works. He's been in D.C. a long time. And Senator Cruz says he believes that they threatened the 25th Amendment to Joe Biden and forced him out. Which makes sense to me, because Joe Biden was very clearly never going to get out, despite all of this stuff going on. But here's the thing, right? They're still saying that Joe Biden is totally fine mentally. They're still saying that Joe Biden is sharp as a tack. They're still saying that Joe Biden is going to stay president and he's going to finish the presidency strong, et cetera, et cetera. Because all the Republicans are like, okay, you stepped aside. You clearly have dementia. And so... shouldn't you step aside from the presidency? No. Joe Biden's still sharp as a tack. You know, he's still got it. He's all there. And of course, you know, presumably John Tester agrees with that, because he's not calling for Joe Biden, you know, to resign the presidency. So it's crazy that they're actually still gaslighting us on that issue. Here's a crazy thing. Northwestern Energy monitors possibly planned electrical outages. By the way, I got into my truck last night after work, left the office last night about 5:30, got into my truck. 107 is what my truck said. 107 degrees last night at 5. Of course, you know, after I drove for a little bit, it dropped down to like 101. But it's been hot. And so NBC Montana put out this story. Northwestern Energy monitoring extreme weather conditions in western Montana. And they've got a power shutoff plan. If extreme weather conditions threaten... Well, this article's cut off. I can't read this, but it says if extreme weather conditions threaten something, the power will be shut off. And they say, if a customer's power is going to be shut off, we will contact you directly via email or phone. Northwestern is monitoring weather forecasts for high winds and high temps and low humidity. And I've got a couple other stories here about potential blackouts, potential brownouts from Northwestern Energy here in Montana. You guys ready to lose electricity and lose your air conditioner in this kind of heat? Because I'm certainly not. And at the same time, the Democrats are trying to shut down our coal power plants.
Military matters.
In his fourth address to Congress, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made the case for the White House not to withhold weapons to Israel again over concerns about the number of civilian casualties in Gaza.
In World War II, as Britain fought on the front lines of civilization, Winston Churchill appealed to Americans with these famous words: give us the tools and we'll finish the job. Today, as Israel fights on the front line of civilization, I too appeal to America. Give us the tools faster, and we'll finish the job faster.
The Israeli Prime Minister, who is very unpopular at home, used his speech to describe the axis of evil led by Iran.
Iran understands that to truly challenge America, it must first conquer the Middle East. And for this, it uses its many proxies, including the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas. For Iran, Israel is first, America is next.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. More hot weather conditions continue across the area today, with highs ranging from the mid-90s in Bozeman to about 103 in Billings. Also, a slight chance for some storms developing towards the Bozeman area this afternoon. For tonight, isolated storm chance early in Bozeman. Otherwise, upper 50s for lows in Bozeman, low 60s in Billings. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is where Montana Talks at, with Lane Nordlund.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has confirmed that the effort to prevent ultra-processed lab-grown protein in the diet of the American Armed Forces was successful. The announcement came following news that the Department of Defense is not pursuing lab-grown protein products for human consumption. Quote, NCBA was the first and only group to fight back against lab-grown protein getting served to our armed forces, says NCBA President Mark Isley. After weeks of speaking out against the plan, we are thrilled to have the DOD confirmation that lab-grown protein is not on the menu for our nation's service members, end quote. He also says the men and women who make the greatest sacrifices and service to our country deserve high-quality, nutritious, and wholesome food like real beef grown by American farmers and ranchers. NCBA added they are committed to making sure that lab-grown protein is labeled correctly to not take away market share from hardworking cattle producers. In other news, USDA announced additional steps to safeguard Western communities in the face of increasingly dangerous and intense wildfires. The agency is building advanced wildfire detection capabilities using satellite technology. In agreement with the Forest Service and the Department of Interior, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will allow the agencies to use satellites that will use remote sensing capabilities to improve the speed and accuracy of wildfire detection and early prevention. I'm Wayne Northlund.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, folks, just over half an hour left for you to call in and talk to me live on the air, 406-294-0970 at 8. Aaron is going to be taking over. Got a couple of messages here on the Montana Talks app. One from Sean. He says, since you're addressing the question, we still have J6 peaceful protesters locked up, and I doubt any of yesterday's anti-American protesters will see any prosecution. I agree with you, Sean. I don't think that was what was so crazy is that The D.C. police or the Capitol police, they weren't doing anything. I mean, they arrested like 200 people is something I saw. They arrested 200 people. But these leftists, they actually got into the Capitol as well. And a congressman actually had to like barricade himself in his office. So, you know, yeah, allegedly, you know, that's like the worst thing ever. That's worse than Pearl Harbor, according to Democrats, I guess. So, yeah, they should be locked up. I can't believe that the January 6th thing was so outlandish. It's like, oh, my goodness, the disproportionate response from the Democrats, you know, totally fine with violent riots from BLM and Antifa that had gone on for years without anybody getting prosecuted, including attacks on federal buildings, taking over federal buildings. Of course, you know, they took over and declared independence in Chaz. Nothing against them, but oh my goodness, yeah, if you were at January 6th, if you walked into that Capitol building because a police officer was waving you in, you're going to jail, you're going to federal prison for 10 years. Alan Dershowitz is actually defending a criminal defendant right now that literally got criminally prosecuted by the Biden DOJ because he walked into the Capitol building due to a police officer waving him in and saying, yeah, come on in. Alan Dershowitz is defending that case right now. That does exist. So good message, Sean. Got one from Jeff in Belgrade. Jeff says, what's up with BlackRock short selling $360 million worth of Trump stock the day before the assassination attempt, then being able to convince the broker it was a clerical error and getting their money back? How is this not a setup? I saw that story, Jeff. I don't know. I don't know the truth about that. You know, I saw that same story. There's a lot of this stuff that makes this seem like a setup, but it could also be incompetence. Where I was talking about Secret Service incompetence in that Sam Faddis interview that Aaron Flint had done, where he basically said, don't be surprised, folks. Yes, the Secret Service could be this incompetent, and not just the Secret Service, but the rest of the federal government as well. The rest of these agencies, they're incompetent, period. And when it comes to Kamala Harris and the Democrats and stuff, I think there's a tendency amongst many people to think that the Democrats had this all planned out. You know, the Democrats are geniuses. They've got this figured out. This is a wonderful plan. I don't think so. I think the Democrats are incompetent, and they're not in a good spot. And they, I think they put Kamala Harris in there and got Joe Biden out, not necessarily to win the presidency, but to try to save Democrats in the House and the Senate. Now, it's ironic because, you know, it doesn't help John Tester. I think John Tester is more likely to lose with Kamala Harris as the head. But I think maybe some of these other races, Democrats think that they have a better chance keeping House and Senate races. That's kind of my theory. Yeah. But who knows? These people are corrupt and incompetent, so you never know. Let's go to Jim in Billings. Jim, thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm just thinking, I can't believe a darn thing this administration says anymore. In fact, I'm to the point when they say something, I look at it the opposite way. And you got the FBI Director Wray was saying how they're working on a motive for the crooks shooting towards Trump. And it, to me, it's totally obvious he wanted to kill Trump and as many people as he could. And I believe that was his motive. And then why, of all the information there is to share, why share that on the 6th of July he Googled the distance between Oswald and Kennedy? When they're totally two different animals. His shot had nothing to do with that shot. And it's like, I'm totally convinced that Oswald didn't shoot Kennedy. He was just CIA past default guy. And it's like, why link it to the CIA? It's just like, I find that very bizarre that they bring that up.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, especially since they're not giving us any other information, right?
Yeah, it's just more bullcrap.
Yeah, no, good point. Did you have anything else, Jim?
No, sir.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of left to our own devices here to kind of figure out what we think happened, because we're certainly not getting that information. Apparently, the U.S. House voted unanimously, like 400 and something to zero, to create a committee to investigate this thing. So hopefully we'll get some information out of that, because I agree with the caller. I don't trust the administration, and I don't have a lot of faith in the FBI to investigate the Secret Service either.
I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden with no explanation of why he suddenly decided Sunday to drop his re-election bid.
I decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
In his Oval Office address, saying party unity is more important than personal ambition in order to save democracy. GOP candidate Donald Trump tells Fox and Friends.
It was not a good speech. The look, the sound, the voice, everything.
The former president believes it was a coup that Democrat party leaders forced Biden out after his disastrous debate. Nominee in waiting Kamala Harris launching her new campaign ad.
We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
Nominee in waiting Harris meets Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu after skipping his speech to Congress. Gaza protesters tagged Washington, D.C. with Hamas graffiti. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, folks, you guys know one of my favorite topics is energy. One of my favorite topics is global warming, man-made global warming. I've spent quite a bit of time researching that issue. And, of course, I dispute that we are in some existential emergency crisis due to man-made global warming. And the reason I dispute it is because I've listened to the world's top climate scientists, people like Richard Lindzen from MIT, and then I've also listened to the Democrats, and I've made up my own mind, and I've listened to both sides, and I've found which side I find compelling and which one has more evidence and which arguments make sense, and I've made up my mind. But the Democrats are so obsessed with this thing that they're trying to shut down Colstrip, and they're trying to shut down, frankly, all of our fossil fuel power plants. But the good news is, folks, is we've got Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, the best AG in the country, has just recently gone all the way to the United States Supreme Court to invalidate the Biden-Harris tester EPA rules that have one purpose, and that is shut down fossil fuel plants. This is from Montana Free Press. Montana is one of 20 states that are petitioning the U.S. Supreme Court to block new climate change emission standards from taking effect. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, the GOAT of AGs, along with 19 Republican colleagues, on Tuesday asked the nation's highest court to order an emergency stay of the U.S. EPA rule to curtail greenhouse gas emitted by fossil fuel plants. And of course, CO2 is not pollution, folks. It is not pollution. The Supreme Court already told the EPA you can't use the Clean Air Act to try to shift how America generates its electricity. That's not what the purpose of the Clean Air Act is. Let's go to Mary in Billings. Mary, thanks so much for calling. Hey, Mary, I can hear the radio on in the background. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Right. I'll go to another location.
All right, thanks.
I'm concerned. We know that Biden has a mental and a physical problem. Why would he continue to be our president? We need to get someone who's responsible. I'm really concerned of what he can do in the next 6 months to really make more disaster. We don't need any more.
I agree.
So what can we do? How can we get the Congress to step in and do whatever's necessary?
Well, the only thing Congress could do would be to impeach him, right? And the only way you can impeach him is if he's committed a high crime or bribery and high crimes and misdemeanor, whatever that standard is. I don't know if there's a basis there, which means the only other way to do it is the 25th Amendment, according to Senator Ted Cruz, has been threatened to Joe Biden, and apparently they agreed, hey, Joe Biden, if you step aside from the nomination, we won't remove you from the presidency under the 25th Amendment.
Bullet points. I'm Evan Brown. It's been 10 days since a would-be assassin nearly killed former President Donald Trump at a Pennsylvania rally, and in the process killed one rally attendee and wounded two others. And when U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle sat through a congressional grilling on Monday, failing to answer questions on agents' readiness and when agents noticed the gunman, certain members of Congress took the opportunity to criticize the firearm used to try killing a president. Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin.
We have to find the courage and resolve to pass a ban on the AR-15 and other assault weapons.
The gunman used a semi-automatic rifle, but it should be known that someone shooting even a bolt-action hunting rifle like a .30-06 would have been able to make that shot. That suggests the firearm used may not really have been a cause. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It sounds like Aaron might be set up there up in the Flathead. We may be able to get him live. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You hearing me all right there, David?
Loud and clear.
Man, it's awesome. We got you on the loudspeaker here at the Clubhouse Lounge and Indoor Golf Simulator in Kalispell. So sounding great, loving hearing the phone calls. We've been running cables and setting up microphones, but I've been able to catch a little bit here and there. So, man, it's great hearing you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, there was one thing I wanted to get to that it's now, we don't have a lot of time left, which is this story about Kamala Harris's extreme immigration positions. And I think the best strategy for Republicans going forward is simply to do what libs of TikTok has done, which is just play the clips, because Kamala Harris has said she believes in decriminalizing crossing the border illegally. She wants to give free taxpayer paid for health care to illegal aliens. She wants to do full blown amnesty, give American citizenship to everybody. Remember when there was the abolish ICE movement? She was in favor of abolishing ICE. And we could go on and on about that stuff.
Yeah. And remember who recruited Kamala Harris to run for the Senate in California? Liberal Senator John Tester, because he's as far left as she is. She's just honest about it. He lies about it. He pretends this fake, phony moderate game, but he is just as radical as she is. He just does a better job of hiding behind it, right?
Tim Sheehy had sent a tweet out, which I thought was such an important statistic, right? Because we always talk about how Joe Biden votes 90% with, or John Tester votes 90% with Joe Biden, or John Tester votes 95% with Joe Biden. Well, let's actually look at the important votes when Kamala Harris had to break the tie, right? Because we've got a 50-50 Senate, and Kamala Harris has broken more ties in the Senate than any other vice president. And Tim Sheehy pointed out that on those votes where Kamala Harris had to break the tie, John Tester voted 100% with Biden and Kamala Harris. And so this 90%, 95% stuff, no, on the votes that matter, he's 100% with Biden and Kamala Harris.
No, that's exactly right. Did you see that? You might have mentioned this earlier. Did you see the video that this Scripps News reporter was trying to get a soundbite from John Tester about Kamala Harris? He approached John Tester at the Capitol, and Chuck Schumer hunched over like Gollum. He's like, "Do you need me to block for you, John?" I've got the audio that I can play later on in the 8 or 9 o'clock hours. But this just shows how Chuck Schumer and John Tester are so tight. These guys are boys. They are one and the same. That's why they call John Tester New York's third senator.
Right, right. And the reality is, what I think is going on is I think John Tester has permission from Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, to not endorse Kamala Harris, just like he had permission to attack Joe Biden in his ads, right? I think the Democrats, Biden, Harris, they understand that John Tester has to go back to Montana and lie to the face of the Montana people to get elected. And so I'm sure that they've given him a pass. Tester, go ahead, go back to Montana, lie to Montana, pretend you're not a radical leftist, pretend you're not fully on board with the Biden-Harris radical agenda. But then after the election, then, you know, we'll still count on you to be 100% with us on the votes that matter. That's what I think is going on.
That's right. No, they're totally in on the game. They're totally in on the game. Hey, David, I don't want to cut into your time. It's great to do a little mic check with you here. But, man, I know our listeners are so excited to hear from you. So I don't want to cut into your time because I'll be coming up here shortly. But man, I got to listen to Bibi Netanyahu yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And then I listened to the Biden speech. And, you know, here's Biden. As he desperately clings to the presidency. And then, but Bibi Netanyahu, let's talk about the good news. That was a remarkable Churchillian, Winston Churchill. He is one of the most incredible leaders in world history, frankly. And he's here in our time, leading in our time. And it was just such an incredible speech by Bibi Netanyahu yesterday.
It was, and I was reading the Wall Street Journal article about it, and they were mentioning how in Israel they're really concerned right now about Israel, support for Israel becoming a partisan issue here in the United States, and it's actually a core pillar of Israeli national security to have bipartisan support from the United States, which they historically have, because even Democrats have recognized since the end of World War II that Israel has the right to exist. And that's what we're really talking about here with all of this, is whether Israel can exist or not. That's the issue.
Yeah, no, exactly. And, you know, I was in Israel about 20 years ago, and you could sense that too. But I remember seeing it at the time that it was happening. I said, guys, the Democrat Party is starting to abandon you. The key portions of the, you know, we were meeting with student government leaders and other folks over there because I was still in college at the time. And it's like, you know, and it's like you could already see it happening. And then I get it. They want support for Israel and the Jewish people to be a bipartisan thing. Well, coal. Support for coal and coal strip used to be a bipartisan thing. There were a lot of things that used to be bipartisan
things
that are no longer bipartisan things. And eventually you have to confront the threat head on instead of let it fester. And the Democrat Party is that threat. They are turning their sights on you. They are turning against you. Their base is turned against you, just like coal, just like agriculture, just like beef. It goes back to your point, David. Just roll the tape, roll the footage. Kamala Harris is on tape saying she wants to force the reduction of red meat consumption.
Right. That call you got yesterday from John Sinrud was so good. I did not know that fact that John Sinrud brought up about how it was the Republican Party that passed and signed the federal law that granted full equal citizenship to Native Americans. And he really did a good job of going through the history of the Republican Party, the history of the Democrat Party. And somebody made the comment recently about how there was some issue recently where the Democrats have been on the wrong side of it. And they'll just, you know, in a couple of years, they'll just say the party's switched again.
Yeah, no, that was a great phone call from John Sinrud. And it's all, isn't that also a brilliant commentary on immigration policy and immigration law? Because the left, when they take over the courts, they change the law. They change the Constitution. They treat it like silly putty. Why is it that a, you know, Chinese national can come to America, give birth or whatever, and then all of a sudden, oh, now you're U.S. citizens, right? Well, why is that? Why is that? Well, if anybody had birthright citizenship in America, it's Native Americans. And yet look at what we had to do to fight to get Native American citizenship rights and voting rights, right? But yet they just want to now hand it to people that come here from other countries.
Exactly, exactly. And it's actually the Republican policies that benefit these communities that the Democrats pretend to benefit and support, which is why you're seeing, you know, some massive changes in some of those voting demographics. Of course, I don't view people primarily based on what their race is like the Democrats do. Like, the Democrats are out there saying, hey, Kamala Harris has to pick a straight white guy to be your vice president to, quote-unquote, balance the ticket. That's what the Democrats are saying. They're literally saying she has to pick a straight white guy to balance the ticket. And I'm just like, why are you guys so obsessed with race?
Yeah, exactly. Race and 600 different genders and everything. It's because they're constantly trying to divide America and divide Americans because, in their own words, again, roll the tape. They want to transform this country into something else, which means you have to attack every institution, undermine every institution, pit Americans against Americans. And that's what they're doing.
Speaking of which, it's really important, I think, for us to go back and really look at Kamala Harris's history and what she's said and done, just like it is with Tester. But if folks remember, there was a situation that created the Abolish ICE movement in 2019. And there were ICE agents that had killed this guy. And then because he had, like, charged an ICE facility, they found a manifesto demanding an end to corporate profiteering from private detention centers. And, of course, private detention centers are totally fine, especially for holding illegal immigrants, because private companies do a much better job than the federal government at providing safe and secure facilities. She did, if you recall, Kamala Harris tweeted out, she said, quote, "Let's be clear. Private prisons are making money off the incarceration and suffering of human beings. One of my first acts of business as president will be to begin phasing out detention centers and private prisons." But what that, in the context of when she sent that tweet, she was basically justifying this guy that had assaulted with a weapon the ICE and ended up getting killed by ICE. So she is a true radical on this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, and she's also kind of cowardly when you think about it. She had the opportunity to be presidential yesterday. You want to be president? Be presidential. She could have been there for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, one way or the other. She could have been there to stand up and cheer, or she could have been there to stand up for the radical base that she clearly is aligned with. But she wasn't. She went to a sorority party instead.
Hey, Aaron, I gotta get to an early meeting right after 8. You got this next segment, right?
Yeah, I do. You're the man. Thanks for covering down. Appreciate all your time, David.
Can't wait to host tomorrow. See you then.
You'll be great. All 4 hours. David Noble, Friday.
Show up and run the vibe with Bose SoundLink Max Portable Speaker. Big stereo sound and deep bass gives people the music they can feel. Whether you're at a chill hang or an all-out bash, when you drop your playlist, the party is on. Bose SoundLink Max Speaker. Start the party at Bose.com/Spotify Speaker.
Fox News commentary.
Operation Coconut Tree is in full swing and is just as cringeworthy as you could have imagined in your worst nightmares. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown. Every Monday and Friday, Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you. Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Well, Kamala Harris rebranding effort 6.0 is underway, and so is Operation Coconut Tree. It's called that after one of Kamala's many word salad moments, and if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it for your midweek laugh. But it turns out Kamala's campaign is leaning into, not running away from, her zany persona. Gen Z has even branded her a brat, which is apparently a compliment. The designation brat refers to the popular new album of pop star Charlie XCX, who also referred to Kamala as brat on social media, and loosely defined, a brat, at least in the eyes of Gen Zers, is someone who is kind of messy, likes to party, and sometimes says dumb things. Interesting choice for Kamala's campaign to celebrate her as that, but Democrats are so desperate for something young and fresh after trying to make Joe Biden appear that way for the last 4 years. Well, they'll take anything at this point. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, in these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you're hit by sticker shock at the pharmacy, there's always ways that you can save on your prescription meds. First, try talking to your doctor. If you have trouble affording your medication, ask your physician if there are less pricey drugs or generics that work just as well. And check your health insurance plan for discounts tied to certain pharmacies. Many are inside supermarkets like Kroger, Albertsons, and Publix, and stores like Target and Walmart. Drug prices are lower at preferred pharmacies because insurance companies negotiate prices with them. And if you take medication on a regular basis, get to know your insurance plan's drug formulary. It tells you and your doctor what price category or tier a certain drug is in and what it will cost you out of pocket. This is another good way to compare benefits and cost if you're thinking about switching health insurance plans. And try buying in bulk. If you take daily medications, you might get a big discount when you stock up. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, so thankful to David Noble. Man, what a great guy. Manhattan, Montana native, University of Miami Law School. And so he's got a big day job as a lawyer, but also has his At Lecture Fan Twitch TV podcast. And just always great to get his insight. We're so grateful for his time in covering down here on the early morning hours, because I'm here with Eric Maldonado up here in the Flathead with KJJR Radio. And Eric, always great to see you. Thanks for the nice setup once again here.
Yeah, it is beautiful. We're down here at the Clubhouse Pub in downtown Kalispell. It's a great place, man. They've got four simulators. I mean, look at the room in here, and just huge. You know, dynamite burgers. They've got the best TrackMan simulators that you could get on the market. And I'll encourage people to come on down here this morning and check it out. Plenty of room. They've got coffee and donuts sitting out here for us right now.
And if you're listening in the Billings area right now, if you've ever been to the Den and the back nine, Tara Pierce is a great, great similar, you know, golf simulator kind of pub there as well. And so it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, this place is really great. They've got a back room for private parties. They've got the simulators are set up for all kinds of games. You know, if you and your buddies think you're who's the better golfer, they have a long drive simulator in here, so you can I mean, Aaron, have a couple brewskis.
And for those of us bad golfers, you don't have to chase your ball down. You know, it'll just pop right back at you, and you can go, you know, you can go slice it or hook it again if you need to.
Yeah, the owner, Jared, yesterday gave me a walkthrough. It was pretty cool. They actually, the radar system in the TrackMan actually can, it tracks your head speed, the direction of the club, how you're swinging. I mean, it's just amazing. You can set up side by side. So, like, let's say you wanted to be, you know, you don't want to swing like McIlroy or Woods. You can actually set up their swing, and it'll track and show you how far off or how close you are to their swing. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Or how far off you are from your swing at the same time. Yeah. I've got a few good hits in me, and I'm just happy if I get a few good hits when I'm out there on the court. That's why I do all these scramble tournaments, you know. It's fun.
Well, we should have invited you up. Tomorrow is the John Michaels Memorial Golf Tournament for John Michaels, who passed away in the last year for the Bear Morning Country Club. We should have invited you. You're part of the family.
Yeah, that would have been incredible. Yeah,
those KJJR golf balls I just gave you would have come in handy.
I know. See, KJJR's got it all, man. This incredible setup here. You got your own golf balls, everything like that. Well, it's good to see you. Let's see, about a couple of minutes. Well, actually, let me sneak this message in here real fast before we run out of time this hour of the show. You know, some of you guys are thinking, I'd love to go hit some golf balls, you know, at that indoor simulator or even out on the course tomorrow as well. But you're thinking, I got this hip or I got this shoulder or I got this back deal. Well, let me tell you what, if that's you, if you're in that situation, I get it. You're trying to dodge surgery. You know, you don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to. Even the docs will tell you that. And you don't want to get hooked on those painkiller drugs either. It's a huge part of the opioid epidemic. What if you could dodge the surgery and dodge the drugs and get relief from the pain the natural way? Well, that's QC Kinetics. They've got hundreds of clinics all across America, and they now are located in Montana. And you can get this regenerative medicine where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. And better yet, you can get a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. Eric Maldonado, obviously, you've got, obviously, we had Bibi Netanyahu yesterday, and then Biden spoke last night. No shortage of things to talk about here in the next 2 hours.
The news cycle of the last 2 weeks is so amazing that you just can barely even fathom the things that have happened. You know, with the shooting, obviously, I didn't have a chance to talk to you about that. But, you know, to go a little John Jackson on the radio this morning, I don't think I let the upper echelon of that of the Secret Service protect a turd in an outhouse. I mean, these people are just idiots.
Just straight up incompetence. And, okay, the Secret Service director finally resigned, but I agree with Matt Walsh. The cover-up continues. You don't make that many mistakes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, everything going on in the last 3 years. Okay. At some point, you know, you don't make that many mistakes without there being something deliberate here.
And where's the dossier on the kid?
Good point. And where's the social media profile, right? Yeah, this clubhouse lounge in Kalispell, I was looking at photos. This is going to be a really cool location for Montana Talks. That's where we're going to be broadcasting live from on Thursday's show. They've got indoor golf simulators. So, great spot if you're going to be there for the Governor's Cup golf tournament put on by the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Well, you can practice your shots and get a shot to be on the microphone. Montana Talks live from the clubhouse lounge in Kalispell Thursday, then David Noble in Friday.